the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Marguerites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Marguerites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Marguerites open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've heard the news.
Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, is making a multi-billion dollar offer to settle a wave of lawsuits.
Do you want your share of that drug money? Do you believe you're owed some of that money for being hooked on OxyContin, also known as hillbilly heroin, blues, ox, kickers, oxy, or the pills my friend Billy sold me? Hi, I'm Cletus Lee Tuttle. Let me help you get your fair share of the money that's owed to you by the the drug companies. Get up off the floor and call me today. Cletus Lee Tuttle. This offer not valid to those who sold fake pills, stole pills from Granny, or did a smash and grab at a Walgreens.
Disclaimer, Cletus Lee Tuttle is not an attorney. Just a hopped up pillhead who bought airtime believing he could dupe other druggies into becoming clients.
I'll talk to you soon. Cletus Lee Tuttle.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour, post-election edition. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. I'm your usually gracious, occasionally trucking host, Greg Udell, my eternal life sidekick in the afternoon. Dory, he's here too.
And here they are.
Low energy Jeff.
Please clap.
Fake applause as we start out today.
Well, I'm in a great mood already.
Why?
Because the Blue Belt guy, Kenny's here.
Oh, yeah.
Their new flavor is salted caramel cookie for the fall. Oh, it's good.
You know, I've been very devoted
to
keto, which I'm doing about 90%.
Successfully devoted to keto. So I don't want to talk about this too much, but this salted caramel cookie ice cream, Greg, is so good.
I had a taste.
A nice mix.
I did not have a cup. I had a taste.
Just a taste, and that's fine.
And it is awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, they make great ice cream. By the way, all Blue Belt flavors, you can get them at Food Outlet today through this coming Tuesday for $4.50 for the big half gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Should mention that. I don't know how quickly they'll be able to stock this one. This is, they're in, you know, doing the media tour, introducing it today. But they've never come by here with a flavor that wasn't great.
It reminded me of fall, this salted caramel cookie. So, like, it reminded me of tailgating and, it getting a little colder, leaves changing. So stay on the lookout, especially if you're at Food Outlet, folks.
It reminded me of how easily I could eat a half gallon of that,
that
in
too.
One evening watching Office.
That too.
You know, binge watching The Office. I could do that. Is David Blackman our guest today?
Yes.
At 3?
3:35.
Okay. Lots to talk. By the way, you'll never guess who made an appearance in a shower curtain today. Have you seen the photo?
No. I don't want to.
She's out.
I got a feeling you're going to show me.
Well, you really need to see this picture of the Hildebeest who surfaced in the Hamptons, you know, which is one of those areas where the real people live. You know, the everyday folks who make this country great. Wow. Where did I see that today? Anyway, she was out and wearing the latest from the Dr. Evil collection at TJ Maxx. I mean, literally, it just, like, the things he used to wear in the Austin Powers, it just goes straight down at a, like a giant triangle. You know how women are pictured in signs, the generic signs, like they put outside bathroom doors?
Yeah.
That's Hillary, except longer. The angle.
The
triangle's bigger.
Yeah, the skirt is actually down to her ankles.
There's more butt to cover, I guess. So there was a speculation after this picture of her in public that maybe she just wants it known that she's there, and when Stumblebum Joe talks himself out of the race and everybody realizes what a fraud Elizabeth Warren is, and Bernie, did you see him punching the bag?
I did see that, yeah. He also wants to reform all the media, too. So.
Oh, that's good. That's what communist leaders like to do. They like to reform everything so that there's one opinion and one opinion only welcome. But that's on the national stage, and today we're hearing a lot about the runoff. And there's some things about this that kind of bother me. As probate judge, isn't his office the one that oversees election returns?
Yes.
And no one thought that maybe it would be at least a better appearance to have an outside group collect the ballots and do that kind of stuff? I mean, I heard that, in fact, I tuned in TV last night. It was 10 minutes to 8. I'm not seeing a single return on TV.
Yeah, it took a while for some reason.
It didn't take that long in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is not my first mayoral race here. So that looked a little suspicious, but I did run a Facebook thread on this topic today.
Yeah, the runoff will be Stephen Reed and David Woods on October the 8th.
And they will both be invited to be on the show.
Sure.
And here are some of the comments the Facebook thread produced. Based on Reed's history in the probate judge position. Now, these are, again, just opinions of people on a thread. This is from Greg. I guess we're in for some rough times as he attempts to transform Montgomery. I don't know that I heard him. Did he use that term, transform? I mean, if we can get transformed from a city that's at best stagnating.
I saw he wants to hire more police officers.
That's good.
And pay them above the national average, I believe, something like that.
But they must be able to do their job.
Oh, yeah.
I can't help but think how many Democrat-run cities are still transforming. And that's one of the five questions. I don't have the exact wording yet, but I'm going to ask the same five questions of both David Woods and Mr. Reed. And that is, how do you feel about President Trump unmasking a city like Baltimore where $15 billion of taxpayer money has been invested only to see things get worse? How do we change this? How do we finally see some results of 60 years of, certainly at the federal level, trying to turn growing ghettos, high crime areas, into something livable and productive? What's the plan? Because the racist stuff is not going to sell here. Somebody buttonholed me about that the other day. It's so old, and it doesn't work because nobody believes it. Nobody hears that anymore. It's a word that does not need to come up in this election. Unfortunately, Greg's comment seemed to get some traction with some others. Here's a cheery contribution from Jerry, who says, soon Montgomery will be headed down the same liberal road as Birmingham. And someone else said, no, it'll be a bigger Selma. Let's see. Low turnout results. Montgomery middle class didn't get out and vote. Pathetic, says Josh. I know there was some stuff that happened with his father, but the sins of the father are not the sins of the son. But there are people already going down that path. Judy says, I was hoping David Woods would win, but was really disappointed at the amount of votes he did get. I was expecting more. We need a change in Montgomery.
I think it'll still be a competitive head-to-head race in this runoff. I mean, I think both Stephen and David have a lot of work to do going forward.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Home values in Elmore, Autauga just jumped up 25%, says Jeff. That might be a bit premature.
No, I've noticed this, something in the water, and maybe it's just the general tone of our politics these days. There's a lot of negativity out of nowhere.
That's because that's all we're fed from legacy media is negative, negative, negative.
And I guess I'm being negative about the negativity, but, you know, everybody's a critic.
Gary says, Woods will have this election stolen from him. Just wait and see. You know, last time I heard there was going to be a transformation, it didn't work out too well, which is true. There's a cloud over these results considering the delay. And I have to agree. What's the problem? This is Montgomery, Alabama, not New York City, not Manhattan. Why is it taking so long? I put my ballot into a machine. It seemed to me that collecting results from something that's pretty much automated should be easy. Andrew says, I wasn't excited about any of the candidates, including the two finalists. Tracy says, my husband was told at our voting place at Ware's Ferry School that he couldn't vote because he did not live in the city limits. He told them he did, but she argued he didn't. She gave him a number to call, and when he started to call while standing there, hang on one second because I have to expand this. She suddenly noticed that he did live in the city limits and could vote. He called the number after he got home and was told the same issue had been reported by others. Seems kind of fishy, says Tracy. Wayne says the only reason Reed is in his current position is because of his father's political connections. I don't know of any problems with the probate office.
What was that? Who gave us all of 10 seconds to take
Sam.
That? Sam, call back, buddy.
Yeah, that's it.
Cindy says, sorry, I have to ask, why does anyone live in Montgomery?
Okay, got your back.
I live in Montgomery. I love my neighborhood. It would be nice to have streetlights and sidewalks, but I don't know if that's the city or if that's the way our development was planned. It really would be nice to have sidewalks and streetlights.
Well, those mailboxes keep, you know, hopping out in the middle of the road and hitting your car.
I need either different glasses or I've lost considerable vision since yesterday. This is Sam on the phone. Sam, you're our first caller of the afternoon. How are you?
Greg, I'm doing great. I just wanted to chime in real quick while I could. Stephen Reed, I went by his website, and he's got a great website. He's been active in the community, and it just, you know, it reads wonderful. The probate judge. And what is a probate judge? Well, that's a popularity contest. You don't need a law degree to be a probate judge. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's got name recognition. People know who he is. And that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it just worries us because you know that the history of his father and the people that's close to him, you worry about the what comes with that.
Well, I have to feel some empathy for any candidate that has a family history. I mean, didn't they take his name off that building at ASU?
Academia. It helps him and it hurts him.
Yes, sir.
I agree. That's good analysis.
And anything else I could say about Joe would be second or third hand, and it would be out of place. But
no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to.
Other than that, let's see. On Judge Reed on his website, it says right there in black and white that he brought over $1 million worth of voting machines to the city of Montgomery. So, you know, pretty much they're his. We shouldn't be surprised what we find in them. And, okay, that's a bad joke. Hello?
Yeah,
we're here.
Oh, man, I thought I'd lost you. All right, that's all I got. I'll talk to y'all later. How about that?
Thank you, Sam.
Sam, we appreciate it very, very much. 319 on News Talk 93.1 FM. And we'll be talking to David Blackman, our Texas buddy.
Woohoo!
He's had some really great blogs this week, including one that just came up since I left the house. Haven't had a chance to read yet. I'll do that during the break ahead. Let me take a minute to talk about Jack Ingram signature used cars. The Budells are 5-time purchasers, maybe a 6th, and maybe soon. I got to get back with Tip Thames and check my trade-in value and blah, 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 blah. He's looking for, I want to get another Rogue. I love the Rogue. I love the Rogue I bought. If I hang on to it longer, I'm still happy. It's a great fuel-efficient SUV. Gives me everything I need. I wouldn't mind having one that's a little younger, but, you know, I don't want to be an ageist either. The car runs great. I've 36,000 miles. No problems. But it was a signature used. It had about 2,000 miles on it when I got it, and it has been maybe the most hassle-free car I've ever owned. In the category, though, vehicles under 10,000, there is something. In fact, we had a call this morning from a woman who said she wants to go and get it. It's a 2006 Hummer H3 Luxury Edition, black. And like anything else in this category of vehicles available under 10,000, the mechanics have said we can resell this because we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. That's why they put dozens of photos of every vehicle they sell, no matter what price range you're shopping in or what brand or type of vehicle you're looking at, so you can take a real thorough tour of the vehicles you're interested in before you stop by. Or just do that. Stop by and see Tip Thames and a really great team of people with over 20 different financing options available. So if credit's been holding you back from getting better wheels, get over there and see them, because they can make things happen. I've seen it firsthand. 235 Northeastern Bypass or jackingram.com.
Vaughnettaylor.com. 321.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Lowe's is here to help pros like you save with special Labor Day savings going on now throughout the store. Like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values with 4-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,160. Whatever you need for your next job and any job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 9/4, appliance offer valid through 9/11, U.S. only.
Get the whole family ready to step into that famous back-to-school feeling with Famous Footwear's buy one, get one half off sale going on now. That's one pair of Chuck Advance for him and half off Adidas for her. Fresh new Timberlands for her and half off new boots for you. Shop top brands that'll make your family feel like they're on top of the world. Famous Footwear, because everyone deserves to feel a little famous. Buy one item, get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Some exclusions apply.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
WACV. What is it with the we got fake meat at Burger King, the non-beef Whopper, KFC is doing fake chicken, and I read something today that said, well, they're plant-based, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're healthier for you than the meat is.
I think what's going on is a company has come up with a new way of rendering these vegetable plant-based burgers or plant-based meat products, mimicking meat, faux meat, simulacrum of meat. And I think because they've come up with this new method and they're really pushing it.
You know what my conspiracy side says.
They're probably spending money with KFC and Burger King. What's your conspiracy side say?
That they see the AOCs of the world as the future, and we're going to have to get rid of all the cows and chickens to save the planet, so we better come up with something.
I don't think the King, BK Lounge, or KFC, or I think they're just being good capitalists. You know, they're probably this test trial run. I bet you they're not on the hook for the money. They're just trying it out to see who buys it, is my guess. Because it's all the same brand. It's this Impossible brand or whatever. And but all the reviews I read, people who are meat eaters that try the...
Yeah,
it doesn't taste like beef. It doesn't taste like chicken. It's not the same
thing. You know why? Because it's a plant, and it's a thing that grows. It's not meat. Let's see. What do we have back here? Here's a name I trust on things local, Wendell J. Replying to Herbert Davis. Herbert Davis says, I'm not a political scientist, but can someone tell me why there is a runoff between these two after the fact that Mr. Reid had a higher percentage of the vote? And Wendell says you have to have 50% of the vote plus one.
Yeah.
He didn't quite get 50%, so he...
He got 41.7 something of the vote.
And Wood said, what, 24?
Yeah, 20-something.
Okay, let's see. Hang on, I'm going out of town here. A lot of comments coming. Cindy says, I have to ask, why does anyone live in Montgomery? I mentioned that before the break. I live here because I want to. There was a lot. I came in here as outsider as you can possibly be. You know, grew up in Chicago, spent 25 years or most of 25 years in Miami, and I came here with no preconceived notions other than what stupid emails said about Alabama in general, which really ticks me off because we have image issues we don't deserve. And
do you think this?
I saw a lot of charm in this place.
Do you think the same is true for Florida? You know, people keep making all these jokes and Florida man stories at Florida's expense. You used to live there, funny man.
Well, when I
you
first...
think it's true?
Soylent Green is people. Yeah, that's what somebody's calling this stuff, Soylent Meat. Florida was still Florida when I went there. I went to Florida in 1969 on a family vacation, and when I got back 11 years later to start my career there, it still had a lot of that charm. But by the time I moved here, the charm was gone. Hmm. Everything's been developed. The old motels on the beach have all been replaced by giant God's waiting room. There's just...
I heard one person describe Florida as like, it's not real life. Like, it is. People are obviously living real lives down there, but it's like with the development. It's almost like a large amusement park, and he's not just talking about Disney.
Right.
There's just a lot of getaways.
We have a minute left in the segment, and it's all yours, Jarhead.
My conspiracy theory. Soylent Green!
Yeah, unfortunately, while you were waiting on hold, Rusty Aldridge kind of trumped you with
this. His people!
It's made
dang
of
it,
the people!
Yeah. All right, then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jarhead. We appreciate it. I'm going to come back. I'd like you to go to my Facebook page, find the thread, and just give us your reaction, your blunt reaction to yesterday's election. And the runoff is October 8th?
Yes.
Okay. A lot can happen between now and then. It's 3:30. We had them in the studio with us yesterday. And the better I know them, the more amazing they become to me, not only as friends and as people, but with the ready answers they have for questions involving divorce. We brought up a few scenarios yesterday. And they have that level of experience you want when you need an advocate in a divorce situation. They specialize in representing men, but they'll specialize in representing you if you want top-notch legal help during a divorce situation. Do not manage the show yourself. Big mistake. I managed myself out of a lot of money and a lot of grief because I had a lawyer that I didn't even know what he was doing half the time. Didn't communicate with me. God, it's a long story. But with Dana and Jacqueline, they'll be on the case for you. And let them do the negotiating. Let them present you with a deal that you can live with. Stay out of the fray because moving on with your life is going to be challenge enough. It's a major change under the best of circumstances. Their number is 819-4810, 819-4810.
You can learn more about them and read some amazing testimonials at their website, divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're going to duck the local scene for a couple of minutes when we talk to our Texas blogger buddy, David Blackman, from dbdailyupdate.com. You might want to pull it up and check out some of his recent work because we're going to be talking about it. First, the traffic code.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through your afternoon traffic, and we have an accident on the boulevard at Vaughn Road, so be careful in that busy area. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big problems on the interstates, and we don't see any troubles at all on the 31s this afternoon. Be careful if you're passing through a school zone. They're active for a few more minutes. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember the 80s? The me decade? You learned how to get through high school from Ferris Bueller and Pretty in Pink, and you were totally infatuated and collected Cabbage Patch dolls. Oh, yeah. Chew on that, Pikachu. And Ariana Grande.
SQ with Alabama News Network. Anthony J. Thomas Jr. is wanted by the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force for murder, assault, burglary, and firing a firearm into an unoccupied vehicle. He goes by the street name Wook and should be considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information on his whereabouts, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Black AIDS Institute met at the Capitol today to announce the rollout of a plan to end the HIV epidemic in America. The initiative is designed to transform the nature of HIV testing, treatment, and advocacy in Black communities across the U.S. and ultimately end HIV by those most impacted by it. Prattville residents will no longer have to separate their recyclable items when taking out the trash. The new recycling program in effect now can include everything in the household garbage. However, the city does request that you continue separating all cardboard and paper products for curbside collection. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have better weather news for you. We have some nicer air coming in. You'll feel this evening, tonight, and tomorrow night. And in fact, a little cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to the upper 60s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, tolerable humidity, high around 92. Down to 67 by the first thing on Friday morning. That'll feel nice. Still dry during the day on Friday, but random storms will return for the Labor Day weekend. Spotty storms here and there, plus a lot of humidity as well. Just in time for the holiday weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
The Harrier 2 is in full swing this fall with everyone's favorite weekend cruises sponsored by Bama Budweiser. Kicking off with the Friday night dinner cruise. The fun continues with the Saturday getaway cruise and wraps up with the Sunday blues cruise. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, Jeff, how about Jeff Mallinson, huh?
Please clap.
I think that's appropriate. All right, I had to take
a drug before I started the show today because, and he's about to be on the air with us, I read dbdailyupdate.com, David Blackman's blog, because I saw a picture of Hillary, who apparently goes to the trapezoid shop for dresses, and this is what I took.
Hey, Marcy. We better get going. We don't want to be late for the Hillary Clinton rally.
Oh, still finishing up here, Jim. I'll meet you there.
Okay.
You're a liberal Democrat, a committed feminist, and you know that America is ready for a woman president. But you're not sure that Hillary Clinton is that woman. You're anxious, conflicted. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, or you're experiencing mood swings. You want a woman to be president so badly that even Rosie O'Donnell is starting to make sense. If these symptoms sound familiar, you could be suffering from HAS, Hillary Ambivalence Syndrome, an anxiety disorder that affects up to 1 in 3 Democrats.
Which is why we developed OxyClinton.
OxyClinton goes to work immediately, gently muting the harsh upper registers of Hillary's speaking voice. Next, OxyClinton lowers blood pressure elevated by Hillary's contradictory positions on Iraq, while its anti-inflammatory agents soothe and relax skin that's been crawling since Hillary did her black voice at that church in Alabama. OxyClinton is not for everyone, and side effects may include dizziness, nausea, blurred vision, higher taxes, massive unemployment, riots, chaos, and a total breakdown of the U.S. healthcare system. So ask your doctor if OxyClinton is right for you.
Come on, Jan, or we'll be late for that Hillary fundraiser. Hey, wait for me!
If your enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton lasts more than 4 hours, consult your physician. OxyClinton.
3:38, let's welcome our buddy from somewhere in Texas, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. Jeb, one more time, please.
Please clap.
All right. How are you?
Oh, God, I'm so much better after hearing that, I'll tell you what. Don't feel bad about having to take drugs. I take drugs every day, man. It's no big deal.
Yeah, but
I'm a heart patient, though. I have an excuse.
We will never solve the opioid epidemic, though, as long as she's running around and scaring people. In fact, let me ask, and that dress, I mean, I'm no fashion expert, but come on. It looks like she, I mentioned the trapezoid shop or the Dr. Evil collection at TJ Maxx.
One of my readers said it looked like a teepee.
Why doesn't Elizabeth Warren dress like that? That's the next question.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to ask, since I mentioned this, and I'm going to post the blog, and I always encourage people to go 2 or 3 or 4 deep into your post because you're such a readable writer, and you got your facts there, which is great. This is opinion based on substance, friends. Do you think she's... I mean, look what's going on. You got Joe, who's lost half his support in the last month.
Yeah.
He's doddering. Warren, at some point, will still have to confront the fact that she faked her race to gain an advantage. Bernie's a damn communist, and at some point, you know, is punching a bag. That was, oh, my God. So I don't see anybody in this field who's going to beat Donald Trump. But is Hillary floating? Literally, floating herself, since she's dressed like a Zeppelin, floating herself just to remind people, hey, I wouldn't mind taking one more crack at it.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. She's just 74 years old. She's like a spring chicken compared. She looks at Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and says, hey, man, those guys were in college when I was in junior high, you know, so...
Yeah.
Why not me? Of course she is. When you really look at how they have this all rigged up this time, it's really set up for her again, only she doesn't have to go through the primaries because, you know, they're doing this proportional awarding of delegates to any candidate that gets at least 15% of the vote in any one state. And so when you look at that and you see that you've got Biden and Sanders and El Pocahontas and Kamala Harris and...
Yeah.
You know, whoever else comes along and gets up to that level, there's every chance that nobody's going to get to the convention with 50% of the delegates. And that's just the elected delegates. Then you've got those 1,100 superdelegates sitting there who don't get a vote on the first ballot at the convention. But if nobody wins on the first ballot, then all of a sudden those superdelegates get to come in and basically decide who the winner is. Well, Hillary Clinton won last time because she had all the superdelegates in her pocket. It's the members of Congress and the members of the Senate and all these grand poobahs of the party in all the states. And why would we think she's not working the back channels to ensure on a second ballot she's the one that's going to waltz into the convention and be the nominee again? I think there's very little chance she's not doing that. She hasn't given up on being president. This has been her goal for her entire half-century-long adult life.
Does she suffer from a condition similar to Stacey Abrams, where she kind of thinks she really is the president but isn't?
They're peas in a pod. You know, they're different generations, but it's essentially the same person all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to win on voter fraud. When that doesn't work, you claim you were beaten out by voter fraud. You know, it's a hell of a thing when you have the news media backing you up and you can say all that.
Let me ask, by the way, the other person who's making some interesting news lately from the Goon Squad, Ilhan Omar, apparently now accused of being the other woman in a divorce action. Why is it when I look at her I see the New York Mets logo on the front of that somehow. Isn't that the kind of behavior that can get you into a lot of trouble in a place like Somalia, where she's from, you know?
Well, it can. It can get you stoned to death if she was still in Somalia, and it makes you wonder why she hates America so much.
That does, yeah.
And, you know, the worst part about that, from her standpoint, the most dangerous part about it is about a third of the money she spent on her election campaign got steered to her new boyfriend's consulting firm. He's a fundraising consultant, whatever that is.
Is that what he is? Okay.
Yeah, actually a third, one out of every $3 she spent on her election campaign went to him.
What is coincidence? There could be anything behind that. There could be no sex involved with that. Unreal.
So, yeah, she's left her husband, her second husband. I think her first husband was apparently her brother. And then she married some other guy, and she's left him, and he's left his wife, and his wife filed suit, and boy, what a tangled web it is.
Yeah, but the media blows smoke up her behind. The EPA's going to have to regulate that woman if it gets any worse. I don't understand it. Somebody, can you imagine if a Republican had been involved in suspected incest and all this other stuff?
He'd have been hounded out of Congress long ago. Yeah, no Republican would have survived the campaign with all that. All that was swirling around about her marrying her husband. That was all public knowledge during the campaign. I mean, would any Republican have survived that? Of course not.
No. Let's talk about, you've got two blog posts today. Let's talk about the second one. And I, by the way, I am going to, I'm just trying to come up with the masterpiece caption for that picture that you put in your blog with Hillary.
My goodness, let's just not think about that anymore.
Maybe she's a vampire and they don't have mirrors in the Clinton household. I don't know. But let's talk about the Emerson poll that you featured in the second blog today and the way the numbers are trending, which lends additional credence to what we were just discussing, that, you know, this could be a hung convention or whatever the right term is. And then Hillary comes to the rescue. And the only thing I like about that is nothing would please me more than to see her lose twice to Trump.
Well, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would be so awesome. It would just be the greatest thing that ever happened.
And also, because you often do multiple topics in your blog as well, that only one in three people in a poll actually believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide.
Right.
But now that he's out of the way, that may even help Hillary a little bit. One of your favorite politicians, and you've written some stuff that's absolute. I love the coughing crook, the grasping grifter, and that great stuff.
has been Beto O'Rourke. In fact, you temporarily adopted that name for yourself, fake Hispanic.
Yeah.
Because living in South Florida, all my Spanish friends had names like O'Rourke and McMahon, and you know, it was just an amazing thing to see. He's polling at what, 2%?
2% in this poll, and he's been, you know, hanging around at 3-4, even as low as 2, on and on and on. But he's always been up there right behind Mayor Pete, right? And Mayor Pete was always right behind Kamala Harris. And now suddenly, Andrew Yang has jumped over both of them, and then Tulsi Gabbard and Booker, both ahead of O'Rourke. So O'Rourke's down there competing with Amy Klobuchar to see, you know, who can get two or three people out of the 1,500 people who were polled
right.
to say they actually support them, right?
Flaukulikar.
I mean, and that's what people, I don't think, realize enough about these polls. This is a sample of 1,458 people. And if Beto O'Rourke is sitting there at 2%, that means 3 out of 1,458 people said they support Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, man.
How irrelevant is this guy, and how long can he keep hanging around? It's a really fun question. I have the answer for it, but I'm going to do that tomorrow's post. So
I will look forward to it because your blog is always ready when I get home after I do a morning show here as well. It's the first thing I pull up and read while I'm enjoying a little late breakfast.
So anyway, if y'all want to know why Beto is still in the race, just tune in tomorrow and I'll tell you.
Yesterday, we actually discussed your blog at length because, especially the way you made the, you headlined it, William Barr's time for choosing has arrived. And I share your concern over the lack of anything. I mean, CNN's getting ready to put Andrew McCabe on primetime. He certainly made his presence known. I'm really starting to worry that Barr is not the guy that's going to come riding in to deliver justice, as it should be, to all the characters involved in the attempted coup on President Trump. What are your thoughts, David?
Well, the best thing we can say is that it's certainly an open question at this point. I mean, I was pretty optimistic a couple of months ago, but this has now lingered on. So he's been in this job for 6 months now. And we still we can't even have Peter Strzok indicted, right? I mean, Peter Strzok's still walking around. My God. how is that guy still walking the streets? And so now you have McCabe, who the U.S. attorney who had the case, who is just a useless, I mean, she's horrible, and I won't take time to go into that, but she kicked it back to Maine Justice, said, oh, I don't want to make a decision whether or not to prosecute McCabe for his serial perjuries within the department. That we had an entire Inspector General investigation and report over last year, right? I mean, just dedicated to him and his malfeasance. And so here's the thing. Okay, now this ball is directly in William Barr's court. If he can't even find it within himself to pope walk Andrew McCabe and book him at the local jail and prosecute him for the same violations of the law that multiple people involved in the Trump campaign were unceremoniously thrown into jail by Robert Mueller for, then what good is it? Okay? I think if he can't indict Andrew McCabe, then we just all need to realize that this guy is Jeff Sessions Part 2, and nothing's going to happen in that regard.
Do you think that these people fear death? And that's why,
I hate to say that. I don't know. I have no knowledge that that's
just speculating. Just speculating,
but speculating. Yeah, you have to wonder. There's just no question at this point. We have a two-tiered system of justice going on in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who is attached to the political establishment in Washington D.C. If you're affiliated with the Obama administration or the Clintons or any of the establishment Republicans, you can do pretty much anything you want, and the Department of Justice is going to look the other way and not do anything to you. And if you are not a part of that establishment, you're going to be hounded and have your home broken, raided in the wee hours of the morning by 37 FBI agents for no reason at all.
Crazy.
Thrown into solitary confinement, a man with diabetes and also another elderly man, thrown into solitary confinement indefinitely for no reason at all. But boy, if you're part of the political establishment, you have nothing to worry about. And if William Barr is not going to do anything to change that, then what good is it? He's just, you know, just another guy who is. And why is that? Why won't he do anything? Yeah, I mean, you have to think that there's somebody threatening these people. And it certainly is not in any way outside the realm of the believability.
That's
what's happening.
One last thing. We had talked last time about Mr. Castro in San Antonio doxing the Trump supporters. How did that eventually...
Not being his own supporter.
How did that... How did that play out? Because
one of them was the owner of a place called Bill Miller Barbecue,
right,
which is a really good chain of good Texas barbecue. And they had people lining up at their drive-thru for blocks, waiting to patronize their place after that happened. They've received a lot of negative attention in the local media down there, which is very unusual for Democrats to get that kind of bad press in San Antonio. But it really backfired on them locally, both brothers. And, whether it's going to have any, there's no way to negatively impact Julian Castro's campaign. He's polling at 1%. I mean, how much debt? But, his brother's, his twin brother's a member of Congress, and he's in a pretty safe district, so it probably won't really harm his political career in any real way either. But it's just such a typical thuggish kind of thing to do, and that's what you have to expect from left-wing Democrats like that.
Hey, by the way, in the recession right now, as we're going through it, that's what the media says, I see the Dow finished up 250 points today.
Yeah, and consumer confidence is still at an all-time high. We found that out yesterday, and orders for manufactured goods were at a higher level than 15 years or something like that in July. And the economy's just not cooperating with the news media right now.
Oh, and by the way, with my MAPCO, that's the service station I fill my car up on Sundays, $2.07 a gallon this week.
Yeah, it's going to go further. I mean, we're fixing to, in September they're going to start, all the refineries are going to start switching over from summer blends to winter blends, and it's going to get cheaper, probably go down another 10 cents.
Energy independence. Ain't it great?
It is great.
And that, by the way, is his field of expertise. Our guest has been David Blackman. I urge you to be, it's habit forming, dbdailyupdate.com. It's a great read. And
it's a good habit to have, yes.
I certainly feel that way, and I always like to read people who I know are smarter than I am. So, one quick question. I am only working one day next week, the Tuesday after Labor Day. Are you available, or do we need to wait for...
Totally, yeah.
Okay, great.
Wait. I have a problem Tuesday from 3 to 4. I could do it 4:30, but I can't do it at 3:30.
4:30 is fine.
All right.
Joey's marking it down, and we will talk to you then, my friend.
All right, good deal.
Appreciate your time, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right, same to you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. He's just fun to talk to. And, does he claim to have vast... No, he's one of the reasons I like him, he's a lot like us and those who listen to the station. He looks... He knows better than to look at legacy media for anything. That's a joke. We had a lot of laughs over Hillary's outfit, by the way, from the Dr. Evil collection. DBDailyUpdate.com, and there are several. The one about Barr is chilling, because the reality is, when is this guy going to do something? I mean, that's what we're all waiting for. Justice. Period. Is it equal? If it's not, then we've already lost the country. Among the people that have defended our freedoms, many have
unfortunately, due to wounds sustained in battle, become clients of Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing company that restores choices to lives that have been drastically affected. People who were in a wreck, not their fault, suddenly wake up in a traction ward at the hospital, facing a long, long recovery. First thing that Gulf States can do is make sure the home they live in is safe and accessible. Speaking of wrecks, ironically, and veterans, there's a big wreck in front of the VA on Perry Hill Road. Emily just texted me on that one. They have helped put the driving option back on the table for people who were told they'd never drive again, thanks to digital technologies, VIM vehicles, voice command technologies. It's all about choice restoration and giving people a chance to live the most independent life possible. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. And as always, I ask you to visit them on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. Gulf States Mobility, Wetumpka. Fox News coming up. First, though, a trip down to Mr. Balaki in the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the afternoon traffic, and it is busy. We have a plethora of problems this afternoon. We have an accident at Vaughn Road in the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway in the Boulevard. Also, we have an accident on Perry Hill Road northbound in front of the VA Hospital, and another one at 3800 Lagoon Park Drive. If you're on the interstates, everything's moving along pretty well on I-85. On I-65, we see a little bit of a slowdown on the southbound side between the Cobbs Ford Road exit and the Millbrook exit, so be careful there. And Taylor Road is jammed up all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road, so be careful if you're in that vicinity. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Labor Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.